Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Write down the name Mike, then write down the word who, cheese, and Harry.
Mike, who, cheese, Harry?
Yeah. Right. So when you say it fast, it's inappropriate.
Mike, who, cheese, Harry?
Ew, Carissa.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome, everybody, to the pregame 10 minutes of fun. We get a chance to answer your questions.
These are good questions.
I love when you guys submit questions for a number of different reasons. A, we get to botch your names, which are terrible. Maybe I'm going to work on that in the new year. I feel very bad. But this first one is pretty easy. Jessa Lynn, 95. Aaron, do you miss being on Dancing with the Stars? We miss you. Oh, so sweet.
Oh, that's so sweet. I do miss parts of it. I miss Tom. I miss seeing the dancers. Mm-hmm. I miss our script reads in the morning because they were super sarcastic, dirty.
Oh, wait,
fun.
Tell me about those. I don't know anything about those.
Oh, so we would have, you know, there's a script for the 2-hour show. Now, you know, it obviously was live, so, but we had a format of where we would be, the opening number, and then we would watch all the videos, like the packages in the morning, and you'd find out who was sleeping together, who was fighting, who was faking it. Who was injured. And so, you know, we would read the script with the producers and kind of be like, okay, this is what you say here. There's always funny, quirky lines, but that's when we would change it with our own and be like kind of funny or mean or sarcastic. So we always had a good time. Tom and I were great.
Wait, I have a question. I don't know if you can say this and you're not saying anyone specific. What percentage of dancers?
Yeah.
We're sleeping together.
So when I did the show, which was season 10, a lot of them were sleeping together because they all weren't married yet. When I was hosting the show, they were all married. So kind of that drama left our show, which was really fun. Dancers were hooking up or they were hooking up with their contestants. So that was a good time.
If you're single and you've got a hot single partner and like you're dancing for hours and hours on end, I'd be like, dirty dancing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It got that way.
Cute.
Jess Porter, 13, most proud of accomplishing in 2022. That's a good one. What about you? Ooh, you should be so proud about Amazon.
Oh, thank you. That was my first thought, which it should be. I am very proud to be a part of something that is the first to do something, a first streaming platform to host the NFL. Yes, I'm very, very proud of that. But I'm also very proud, and I don't often break my arm patting myself on the back, but I'm very proud of myself for making with, and I cannot state this enough, with your help, because I really wouldn't have done it in the way that I did and as quickly as I did without your push, in making choices that put me in a position to be happy for the rest of my life. In a bad relationship and getting out as quickly as I could so the rest of my life can be better. So I'm very happy, and it's a really shitty thing to go through, but I'm proud of myself for that because I'm infinitely happier. And so my 2022 has a lot of highs and lows, but definitely highs is being happy and my work. I'm really excited about the workspace. You, Doll?
Love that. I'm excited about this podcast and I'm proud of it because I think we found a little kind of mafia that listens to it. And I'm excited to expand it next year with the help of our producer and all our team on this. I think, how many of you want to see us go on the road and maybe come see us do it live?
Take it to the streets, people.
I'm going to take it to, I'm going to put that out there. And where is kicking ass and we're taking names and big mistake, huge. There's so many things we're pumped up about. So yeah, I'm excited about
that. Very proud of you as she's wearing her own sweatshirt. I mean, that's so awesome, babe. It's really, really cool. And every time see your gear, I'm just like, it is not easy. It is an idea, but a lot of people have ideas and to actually see it come to fruition. And it's fucking cute. I saw that Green Bay pajama set today. Oh my God. Snuggly and cute. Really, really good stuff. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank
and to the Calm Down listeners, thank you guys for...
I feel
like we're making an acceptance for an award we didn't win. And we'd like to thank you for your support. And we will be here for you through good times and bad.
La, 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 la.
Front R-O-W seats?
Front row seats.
Whoa. Wow. That's really good. Yeah. But I was so blonde on reading that. Did you see that? Wait, actually, I've got a funny thing on reading names after this. Okay. So here's the question is for front row seats. Really good. Is New Year's Eve overrated? I like New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I like a chance to like have new beginnings and like a fresh start to something. So I like New Year's Eve. Auld Lang Syne. Is that what the song is? I always get excited for that. I love a toast at New Year's.
Yeah,
I'm into it. Although this year I won't be doing anything because I got a show the next day. You've got a game the next day.
Yeah, but it's kind of tough.
Not overrated. Heck.
No, it's great. Okay, MJ Rodriguez M. Do you guys ever do sleepovers? LOL. Well, I don't know if this is you are trying to be kinky, but I love my, because I don't get to be home, especially this time of year, I love sleeping at my own house and like being in my own bed. But the times that I have traveled with you or with Kelly, we do have
vacation.
A good time when we have a sleepover. Yeah,
that's the times I was going to say
nonsense.
Sleepovers are like at this point are like vacation sleepovers. Next one is...
Oh, Ryan said that that was a woman who sent it in, but you never know. No, I didn't know where that was going and if I missed it. But yeah, we love carrying it on into the evening. So whatever.
And Maria Schofner says, what is your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. Food or trash TV? I mean, trash TV is up there for me of like dumb stuff. Also guilty pleasure.
Mine is playing dermatologist with that magnifying mirror. It's awful.
I've done pretty good at that recently. I'm not doing that recently. But I like M&Ms, like peanut M&Ms. I like specifically don't have things in my house because I know that I'll eat them.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I got to get this thing. Tell me a story real quick before I got to look up this funny thing. Hold on.
Okay. Well, I have another question. Kim Flick 81. What's the most nervous you've been for an interview? I would probably say like most nervous, a Tom Brady sit down is always a big one because you don't know you get them if you get them very often.
Yeah.
Aaron is always nerve wracking, even though he's a good friend, but he's so smart. And I got to try to get him to answer the damn question.
Wait, are you,
him,
you still
like,
get like that
it.
With him?
Yeah, because he's just, he's so smart and he's so witty. And I know he's smarter than me. So it's just like, oh shit, how do I figure out? You know, how to get him to answer the question, but he's so good. He'll do it. I'm trying to think. Derek Jeter, I've been nervous about just because he's the captain and he's royalty. I'm trying to think. Anyone else? I had to interview Justin one time, Timberlake, at backstage at the Emmys and that, or Emmys, geez, OPs, at the ESPYs. And that was really scary.
And
he
now
was so great.
Like, friends with them.
Now, cutest of cutes.
I only get nervous about, if I have no relationship with them, if I've never met them before, if I've never like even had like a post-game interview, something like that first sort of sit down where like you need to break the ice. Cause you know, like anyone that's done interviews or just even anyone that's had, like you could equate it to dating for God's sakes. Like, you know, right away if you've got like, and I say this platonically in interviews, but like chemistry with someone and like, you know, it's going to be an easy interview and sometimes you don't. Okay. Wait, I found it. Do we have more questions?
What?
Or did I skip over the
list?
What
happened?
Okay. Okay. Read this. It's backwards. Can you read it?
No. Something who cheese Harry?
Okay, so write down the word you guys do. If you want to pull a prank on someone, write down the name Mike, then write down the word who, cheese, and Harry.
Mike, who, cheese, Harry?
Yeah. Right. So when you say it fast, it's inappropriate.
Mike, who, cheese, Harry? Ew, Krissa. And it's not.
I know, but front row seats got me thinking about when you write, like, Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts. Or if you write red rum, red rum. Is that murder? No.
Red rum.
I don't know.
Red Rover, send some more jokes right over. That's what I'm interested in. This is my New Year's. This is what I like to do for fun. All right. Well, Happy New Year, everyone.
We're canceled.
Bye.
Bye. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.